SBS Radio.
Nabigo si Pauline Hanson, pinuno ng One Nation, sa kanyang panukalang magdaos ng isang plebisito sa susunod na eleksyon pampederal tungkol sa level ng migrasyon sa Australia. Umakit ng maraming pintas ang kanyang plano mula sa parehong partido at nakatanggap lamang ng 2 boto sa Senado. Narito ang karagdagang ulat sa ating wika mula sa panulat ni Amy Hall at Brett Mason. Sa labas ng Parliament House sa Canberra, daan-daang may hawak na temporary protection visa ang nagtitipon upang magprotesta sa mahabang panahon ng pagtatasa ng kanilang aplikasyon sa proteksyon at permanenteng visa. Nananawagan sa gobyerno ang advocate ng mga refugee, Jamal Daoud, na tigilan na ng gobyerno ang paglalaro ng political football sa buhay ng mga taong tumaka sa kaguluhan at persekusyon.
Our government, and it doesn't matter if it is Liberal National or it is Labor Greens, convinced us that the boat people is responsible for all our socio-economic shortcomings and failures. We were convinced that if we stop the boats, we will have no homeless people. We will have perfect health system, better education, and affordable housing.
Samantala, sa loob ng Senado, itinutulak ng pinuno ng One Nation, Pauline Hanson, ang pagdaraos ng isang plebisito tungkol sa level ng migrasyon sa bansa. Nagmungkahi si Senador Hanson sa isang public vote na idaos kasabay ng susunod na eleksyon federal. Sa pagsusumiti ng motion sa mataas na kapulungan, sinabi niya na ang kasalukuyang level ay masyadong mataas.
Immigration impacts considerably on Australia's overall population growth, which in turn impacts on the lifestyle we are all able to experience. It just makes common sense to understand that more people means more demand for services. If those services are not established at a pace that keeps up with the growth, then lifestyles will go backwards. And with the stagnant lifestyles ordinary Australians have been experiencing in the past decade, we certainly don't want things to get any worse.
Ipinagpipilitan ng senador mula Queensland na nababahala siya sa epekto ng imigrasyon sa serbisyong pampubliko, employment at housing, kasabay ang pagtanggi sa opinyon na ang panukala ay rasista.
This bill is not about where people originate when they come to live in our great nation or why. It is strictly about the numbers and the impact those numbers, significant numbers on a global scale, mind you, are having on our lives here.
Kasabay ng deklarasyon na ang panukala ay hindi kailangan at hindi tama, ang mga senador sa magkabilang panig ng politika ay nagsabi kung gaano nakaasa ang paglago ng Australia bilang isang bansa sa imigrasyon. Sinabi ng senador na liberal Amanda Stroker na ang panukala ni Binibining Hanson ay mahaba sa alarma pero kulang sa katotohanan.
Overwhelmingly, migrants have added to our nation by stimulating stronger growth, by creating jobs in our economy, by oftentimes doing jobs that Australians don't seem to want to do, and to helping to slow the overall aging of the Australian population.
Samantala, sinabi naman ng senador na Labor, Ralph Cicchioni, anak ng migranteng Italiano, na ang pagdaraos ng isang plebisito ay maghahati sa bansa at magiging masakit.
Whilst Labor accepts that this is important, that we make sure that we get the balance right in managing our migration program, this is the responsibility of the government with the best advice at hand. There is simply no place in our inclusive and proudly diverse nation for an expensive opinion poll on questions that don't need to be asked.
Sina Binibining Hanson at kasama sa One Nation Malcolm Roberts ang tanging senador na bumoto sa panukala na natalo sa 54 na ayaw at 2 lamang ang pabor. Sa isang pahayag pagkatapos ng boto, sinabi ni Binibining Hanson na nalulungkot siya para sa mga taong tinawag niyang quiet Australians.
It's not for me, it was for the Australian people. They've never had a say on, you know, having a say into the number of migrants coming into the country. They have to suffer the consequences, you know, of getting healthcare, schools, hospitals. Look at the roads. It's just ridiculous.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan.
Say SBS Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.